is our mother. She raised us up from the dust. Her stones gave our bones, and her ashes gave our flesh. She waters our blood from the oceans of her sweat. What the earth has given us has been so easy to forget. The earth holds a balance just as night follows day. The trees are in the forest and the fish are in the bay. The air is filled with oxygen which fills our every breath. But as the earth has given life, she could also deal out death. Earthquakes and floods and diseases uncurable. The earth could cut us down just like we're cutting down her trees. Tornadoes and famines and plagues sent from hell. We may think we own this earth, but she could bring us to our knees. The earth is a being, oh yes, just like you and me. She thinks and she feels and she moves and she breathes. The sun is her father, the moon is her friend, and she's living out her life within time with no end. And we are all her children, as are the animals and trees. And she loves all her children on her lands and in her seas. We are the bravest children Mother Earth has ever raised. Our minds envision beauty and our lights pierce her haze. But now we're splitting atoms and destroying with our greed our own Mother Earth, so people please take heed. Earthquakes and floods and diseases uncurable. The earth could cut us down just like we're cutting down her trees. Tornadoes and famines and plagues sent from hell. We may think we own this earth, but she could bring us to our knees. Them up to slaughter mankind for to feed. But if in a certain group of animals a virus were to spread, we'd kill them all and burn them and bury deep the dead. We wouldn't want to do this, but we'd have to contain this disease from spreading further, so we'd suffer through the pain. The earth right now is watching mankind to water sheep. She's weighing out her options as she's rousing from her sleep. She feels pain in her body. She feels poison in her seas. She grieves deep the white-scale depletion of her trees. She feels holes in her skies where before there were none. She sees mankind as the culprit. She knows something must be done. So she's gathering up her fires in the bowels of her core. She's ready to unleash upon mankind a mighty war. She wouldn't want to do this, she would give her heart much pain. But she'll do what must be done, for this disease must be contained. This disease of greed and hatred, this disease of war and strife, this disease of exploitation with total disregard for life. The earth's a mighty being, she could crush us all like ants. So we'd better cure ourselves while we still have a chance. Earthquakes and floods and diseases uncurable. The earth could cut us down.